With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A U.S. delegation is heading back to Pakistan for talks on ending the war with Iran. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is sending envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan for meetings with Iran's top diplomats.
The Iranians want to talk. They want to talk in person. And so the president is, as I've said many, many times to all of you, always willing to give diplomacy a chance. So Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out. We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
Iran has resumed commercial flights from Tehran's international airport for the first time since the conflict with the U.S. and Israel began 2 months ago. State-run TV reported that flights departed Saturday to Istanbul, Muscat, and Medina. This follows a partial reopening of Iran's airspace amid a ceasefire with the U.S. Fires continue to plague the southeastern part of the country. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp gives an update on a wildfire that has led to evacuations in Brantley County.
On the Highway 82 fire, which is in Brantley County, it started Monday, April the 20th. A little over 7,500 acres burned. That fire is 15% contained. We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line and causing an arc that created the fire. As of right now, there's been 87 homes or structures and or structures lost to that fire.
Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, an EF4 tornado slammed into the city of Enid. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office said there were no immediate reports of fatalities, only minor injuries, hours after the tornado passed through. The mayor of Enid says some people were trapped in their homes and had to be rescued. The Justice Department ending its investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing the Rager roadblock to the confirmation of Kevin Warsh as his successor. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Washington State.
A federal district court has rejected a request by the state that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by a Christian couple. Shane and Jennifer DeGross were rejected as foster parents because they would not agree to a new stipulation by Washington that they agree to help any child in their care live as the opposite sex, should that child ask to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the couple and says the state is putting ideology above kids' needs. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has taken the unusual step of sending a government plane to Cuba to return a 10-year-old at the center of a custody fight involving the child's gender. The child's parent, who is a man living as a woman, is accused of taking the youngster to Cuba without permission. Utah police sought the child's return after concerns arose about a possible sex change operation being performed on the 10-year-old. The father and his partner were arrested and charged with kidnapping. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman proposes expanding the borders of Washington, D.C. It's a change that would cost Virginia some Democratic votes.
The move comes after Virginia voters, by a narrow margin, approved a redistricting referendum that could net Democrats a 10-to-1 House seat advantage. Georgia's Rich McCormick introduced the Make D.C. Square Again Act. It would undo the 19th century return of the southwestern part of the district to the state of Virginia, known as retrocession. The measure's prospects are unlikely in a Congress that can barely keep the lights on. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Justice Department will adopt firing squad as a permitted method of execution as the Trump administration moves to ramp up and expedite capital punishment cases. The Justice Department is also reauthorizing the use of single lethal injections of pentobarbital. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.